Dr. Agarwal. I would hope that the statement, every preventable death should be audited, applies to the field of HIV/AIDS prevention. I have a question to pose to a doctor panel. Taking this Glassdoor review for an AIDS service organization. https://www.glassdoor.com/reviews/employee-review-access-aids-care-rv11607987.htm. Employee review. See all reviews, free. August 18, 2016. Helpful, 2. Access AIDS care logo. Dot and another one bites the dust. ******. Current employee, anonymous employee in Norfolk, VA. Doesn't recommend. Negative outlook. Disapproves of CEO. I have been working at Access AIDS Care full time. Pros. None come to mind at the moment and I am really trying to come up with one or two. Cons. Executive director angry and very retaliatory. Mismanagement of grant funds. Again, executive director still there even after extortion case. Very unorganized. Favoritism if you're in the clique. If not, oh well. Treats employees and clients like they are nothing. Low pay for an extreme amount of commitment. Zero room for advancement. If I could leave 0 stars I would. I'm sure you get the picture. Advice to management. Restructure the entire organization starting at the top and working down. Why the board does not see where the problem lies is beyond me, which makes me look at the board as well. This is a single review but it would be one of many, not just a few nationally scope focused that reflect a very disturbing trend in these reviews. How do you think this affects quality of care and then how does it look when there is this Google review for my very own hometown agency? Google search Foothill AIDS Project San Bernardino. Foothill AIDS Project. 670 and Arrowhead Avenue Suite AB, San Bernardino, CA. Aaron Jacobson. Local Guide 1 Review. A year ago. This agency is FRAUDULANT in its services and practices when it comes to serving the HIV population and utilizing Ryan White funding. My recommendation for any HIV client interested in signing with them is to run as far and as fast as you can. They treat HIV consumers with contempt and unprofessionalism. 11. The Glassdoor reviews for these agencies region to region has been placed into a research directory for each retrievable and review. How do you think an audit should be conducted on these agencies to prevent deaths due to the chaos of obvious systemic issues that no one seems to be able to get their head around? All I receive is no responses, or worse yet, blocked on social media for my public awareness effort to bring this audit agenda forward. No one has the courage to stand up to these haters that are embedded in the Ryan White Care Act-funded social services and provider care network. When will that audit come to be? How can it come to be when no one stands forward and investigates the obvious and apparent? Hashtag conspiracy exposed terminates ASAP, hashtag government sponsored hate, hashtag hive unitradable. https://webdomains.relup.human.net/glassdoor.com/hive-aids-services-organizations-employee-reviews/. This conspiracy cover-up directly, not indirectly, becomes mixed and involved in direct doctor-provider care in HIV. How many people must have come before me and left to die as I have? More important, would any doctor leave this unaddressed in this matter to the future of all-time human history? Dr. Eric Tomomi Shigeno Vitals, Com Review, Speaking Head Archived, San Bernardino, CA. Dr. Nancy Ellen Mattinger, Speaking Head Email sent via ukilth.org Internal Messaging System. Denver, Colorado. Perform your own Google search for these doctors, the records under my domains are indexed. Note the call recording made during mental health clinic session at ukilth. The two staff members involved in this call, made with permission, were no longer employed 30 days after this call recording was made. They did not know the call was being recorded but my mother did as all calls had been needed to be call recorded on my mobile device for months as my mother knew this. Also, I had publishing agreement authority that I could publish any call recording with my mother, which are in fact published on SoundCloud. Just review the Glassdoor reviews for Colorado Health Network. https://glassdoor.com/reviews/colorado-health-network-reviews-e171867.htm. This is the region that I suffered through an 11-month hate and harassment campaign targeted against me to successfully oust me out of the community. When can I have my life back free from these haters that have been allowed to win? I am not mistaken and you all are mistaken that you can say. Every preventable death should be audited. Will someone of you step forward and stand on my side to rid the system of this hate conspiracy? http://RyanWhiteCareAct.fuckedUpHuman.net http://AffordMordancy.fuckedUpHuman.net If what is exposed here was documented here as a lie, it would be libel and defamation, but since what is documented here is the truth, it cannot be removed and I am free to discuss these. To any forum anywhere, just open yourselves up to the possibility of a conspiracy, please. Sincerely. James Martin Driscoll 909-882-8759. Owner Internet Domain, Trust Building, Binding, Information Theory Network. @realuphuman.net, @grewup.net, @fuckedupHuman.net.